in bloomopia. Transmissions will resume. I'll try to push drugs to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All our green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Shine. I'm a graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy in Kings Point, New York, a fellow Federal and Military Service Academy to West Point, Annapolis, and the Air Force Academy. Come out as a commissioned naval officer, and I've been up against, unbeknownst to me, a special non-constitutional branch of military that I never knew existed, that exists outside of the Department of Defense where no branches of military are to exist, and is effectively a civil service that has been converted from a civil service into a branch of military formerly known as the United States Coast Guard and now known as the Water Nazis or the Brown Water Gestapo. And I, you know, no disrespect to men and women who are out there doing their duty to God and country in the United States Coast Guard, serving in the uniform of the Coast Guard, who know and understand that they are supposed to be a civil service, a police, federal maritime police force, and not a branch of military. The only time that they become a branch of military is when they are in the United States Navy in the Department of Defense. And now that we have this newfangled, self-declared, self-defined special branch of military operating in Homeland Security, outside the constraints and confines of natural law, let alone constitutional law, we have four branches of military: Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. The Marine Corps came from the Navy, constitutional branch that was under, of course, the executive branch, Article 2, and the Army, which was under Article 1 and confined and constrained by the purse strings and the war powers of Congress in being able to declare war. The Air Force branched off of the Army. The Coast Guard branched off of neither. It allegedly finds its roots all the way back to Alexander Hamilton, who was an agent for the Crown, in service to the Crown, a world federalist of sorts, who created this extra-constitutional branch of military known formally as the Revenue Cutter Marine. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We were going to have on Madison Rupert tonight, but I'm not sure. He must be having technical difficulties. We'll start taking some calls shortly after the...
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back, and that is Muse, of course, with some very inspiring lyrics, some awe-inspiring music. I want to go back to 1867 and 1540, the Senate and House bills that just passed. Don't give up the ghost yet, or the goat, or anything else. This has been attempted before in the Military Commissions Act and a bunch of other laws, and it's been rescinded or shot down thereafter. I could use some help because I'm actually before the Ninth Circuit on the issues. A, I could use a defense fund, could use counsel, could use a webmaster or someone who could do websites to get some of the information up there. Like in my own proceedings, they said that I had no right to arraignment. They've declared, they've even said on the record they're a branch of military, saying that I'm a civilian. This is all in the transcripts. You can go read them online, find them. They're still out there, portions of them, if not most of them, or a good chunk of them, from the May 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 2008 prosecution of me within a federal fusion center. And that is one of the things you can go. There's a website called, I think it's diffuse.com, or no, actually it's missiondiffuse.org or something like that. But they're trying to point out about the fusion centers that are and have been popping up around the nation in the states. There's federal and state fusion centers, and it's being done to merge all state activities under one umbrella to where the firemen are the police are the firemen. There's still a distinction between duties and training and more, but they do, and there's even pushes out there to have the firemen report upon and act as if they are policemen. And they already do to an extent for, you know, fire, health and safety violations, which, you know, is not a stretch. It is something that, you know, should be under because they are the experts on it under their purview. But it's much broader than that in what is being attempted. And I see, like, even in my own situation, how this law is, you know, directly pointed at individuals like myself. But then I also see how at the very same time, other issues are popping up about grandfathering legislation, which, you know, is ex post facto. It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of your rights to notice because you didn't know the law existed and you weren't noticed on the outfall if you violated the law. So it's considered a violation of due process because you were not put on notice because the law didn't exist. And to enforce or impose a law retroactively on people has been, for the most part, not entirely. It is construed as unconstitutional within our Constitution, of course, as being ex post facto and unconstitutional. But various courts have ruled, and I think they do it for sex offenders and others who are in the same or similar boat, to where they allow laws that have been passed that are very strict for sex offenders, and most people would applaud and say good thing. My concern, of course, is how they, you know, get a toe in the door, a foot in the door, and if they can, you know, do ex post facto application of the law after the fact to anyone like this, it opens up the door for everyone else to where legislation can be applied retroactively. And they're trying to do that now, even with these laws that are coming out on S-1867 and the House Bill 1540, because simultaneously as this is being done, there are other laws that are, A, the big push for grandfathering laws, or not grandfathering them, but applying them retroactively, and also the law or efforts to strip citizenship of natural-born citizens, not just the anchor baby issue, but for people who, you know, they're talking about expatriation, you know, removing people from the country. And you heard this talk even in the build-up to the war and more, and I'm talking about the war in Iraq, that, you know, if you don't like it, leave the country. If you don't like the way that the government is behaving, or you think it's unconstitutional, or you don't think it's in keeping with natural law, or international law, or the Geneva Conventions, then leave the country. And that's not our system. You know, our system is supposed to. I always think of the old adage of, you know, I may disagree with you, but I'll fight to the death to protect your right to say what you have to say. You know, and that's the way it's supposed to be, is that we're supposed to be, you know, we can disagree on things and even be heated in our disagreement, but at some point there are certain base elements, foundational elements of our system that we all agree upon, like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, Eighth, Ninth, and 10th Amendment, that are, you know, there, and the states impose them. They we're not going to ratify the Constitution unless the first 10 amendments, known as the Bill of Rights, were incorporated in to the U.S. Constitution. And many of our state constitutions and even our federal constitution were modeled on constitutions that existed here in this land that were under a civilization or sets of civilizations or series of civilizations that existed here in this country, known as the American Indians, who had their own constitutions, their own system of dealing with each other and other civilizations, other Indian tribes. And our founders, you know, borrowed much from the Indians in drafting their own constitution and looked to what had gone on in England, Europe, France, Germany, and more, to come up with, you know, like even the First Amendment, of course, Second, of course, you know, right to bear arms, Third Amendment as well, like even looking at the three Napoleons to come up with the Third Amendment, and what the British did here in the United States in forcing the housing of soldiers upon our own citizens. I want to go to, let me get some calls in here real quick. Let me throw out the call-in number, 800-313-9443. I want to, again, you know, point out that what is, you know, contained in 1867, Senate Bill 1867, the Defense Authorization Act, and the riders therein, I think the provisions are, I want to say 1031, 1032, about being able to detain indefinitely until the quote-unquote end of hostilities, supposedly, or the end of the war on terrorism. excuse me. An American citizen here in the United States, rather than, and, you know, that goes to what Lincoln did in the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus. And he was chastised after his death, you know, in case law like Ex parte Milligan, U.S. Supreme Court, which, you know, it didn't go far enough in their decision, but there's other decisions like Reed versus Covert, 1957, that I talk about on occasion. That was one of the first times, if not only times, that the same seating of the same Supreme Court overturned itself. In 56, it had upheld that military tribunals of American citizens was just fine, and then pushed for reconsideration by the Solicitor General and the Attorney General and the father of Mrs. Covert. The Supreme Court considered it and reconsidered it and changed its mind 180 degrees, if not more, out of step with its former decision in 1956, and made it clear and went all the way back to the Magna Carta and laid out why we do not use the military and involve the military in civilian affairs, especially in Reed versus Covert was in England, but it laid its foundational arguments here in the United States that we do not do this here at home, and therefore our own citizens abroad, especially when dealing with our own government, can expect the very same treatment that they would receive at home. And that, you know, back then we had planes, trains, and automobiles, and we could easily fly a U.S. citizen home for trial within our Article III judiciary, our court system, our federal court system. Let me go to Tom in Wisconsin real quick.
Tom. Yeah, I'm here. Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, how's it going?
All right. It's, wow. Well, I was contemplating what I wanted to say before you picked me up, and we're in a lot of danger.
I'm telling you from personal experience.
Well, I know this, and I know this because, and I'll just give you a real brief intro on how I've come into this knowledge. My initial awakening was I was growing cannabis in the place that I lived with my ex-fiance, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And my question was, why would this plant put on the earth by God? Why would this be so destructive when it is actually so beautiful?
Yeah, but, you know, one thing I find very interesting about the whole cannabis argument that's come up only now, we'll get into this after the break, the music's coming up, but let me throw this out before we go to break, is that it's coming in at the very same time, and I believe that there's other forces behind it, and I don't, you know, have a problem with it to an extent. Is that it's being pushed by the very same people that are behind Codex Alimentarius, and it's going to be used to be able to regulate all other herbs and pharmaceuticals and more, or non-pharmaceuticals. We'll be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. And now I was throwing out about the enormous push, and not that it's not deserved, not that it hasn't been a long time coming. Not that a lot of money isn't wasted on, quote-unquote, the drug wars, and not, you know, used more effectively and more wisely. We saw what happened with Prohibition and the difference between outlawing alcohol and regulating it to allow people to use it safely if they want to, you know. Even if you look into the issues of Prohibition and what went on there, and much of this goes even into the, I was thinking about this today, the Germans seeking synthetic fuels and trying to manufacture synthetic fuels, and what Getty and Rockefeller and others had done in going after small farmers who were making their own fuel for their own tractors on their own farms, grain alcohol or alcohol, ethanol, I guess, better word, or more appropriately. And that's, you know, a lot of these distilling plants were where farmers were making fuel for their own farm, and the big oil companies came in to take out this alternative to oil, you know, gasoline and diesel. And if you don't look at the bigger picture of history and ongoing events and just try to, you know, look at them with a microscopic or a more, closer view on it or a limited view, you don't necessarily see the powers that be behind things. And I think it's very fortuitous and very timely got this push on legalizing marijuana and medical marijuana and more, although it's been underway and going on, I think it's been brought to the forefront much more so now than it would have been, because I think it's tied to what's going on with Codex Alimentarius and trying to force or impose international, if not federal, or national regulations on vitamins and supplements and things that have, for the longest period of time, not been considered controlled substances. But let me throw it back to Tom.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's already genetically modified cannabis. Federal government has had long-running programs now in the cultivation and the alteration of the actual plant itself.
Well, yeah, so, the stuff that's out there on the market today is not anything close to what was out there 20 years ago.
Yeah, well,
in general.
And it has a lot to do with market demand, too, in the black market, because I know people that are habitual smokers, and it is a different quality than it was 20 years ago. Not that I smoked 20 years ago, because I'm only 30. But I just wanted to move quickly through a few points here, and I'll let you comment. I'll get your comment when I'm done. I just want to say outright that the Congress is full of criminals and traitors. And the last vote on the indefinite detention bill makes it very clear. And the fact that it was passed...
I mean, and I was thinking about that again today, too, real quick. I just want to throw in was, are these guys being bribed or blackmailed? Or is there some kind of psychotronic mind control weaponry that's being used by DOD on all of Congress? I mean, how can anyone in Congress, House or the Senate, vote for something like that?
Full spectrum dominance, Eric. The system that is in power now has a flavor for every taste. Whether it's little kids, money, power, everybody has a price, as I'm sure you've heard the saying. And these people that are in Congress, that are in the legislative bodies, they have a price, and many of them have been offered that price before they were even elected. Many of them. I mean, we can see, Eric, we can see the full spectrum dominance just by looking at the GOP candidates. I mean, when you listen to the debates,
they're mindless.
It's ridiculous.
They're mindless. They're mindless.
Yes. Oops. Rick Perry.
999.
Yes.
Got the pizza deal here for you. 999. Medicare and health insurance, and
it speaks to the dumbing down of the population. And I'm about to get there. So if you just give me a moment, Homeland Security is the linchpin in this takeover. Without the confederation of all the different departments and agencies under this one monolithic system.
Well, you understand Homeland Security was created to destroy make all other departments and agencies in the federal government dysfunctional.
Yes, 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 of course.
It wasn't to bring it together. It wasn't to, it was to an extent to create some kind of totalitarian state. But Homeland Security was supposed to break down these distinctions, these walls between agencies and departments, but those, things, they're foundational in the separation of powers doctrine. They're there for a reason.
Yep.
We don't have our police being the firemen, and we don't have our firemen being the police, We're going to break, and I'll throw it back to you when we come back and let you make some more points or whatever. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. I'm speaking with Tom from Wisconsin, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extender 313-9443,
and I've been declaring and trying to get out there and tell people these people are Nazis. I don't know what other word to use, like former Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen, who's tied directly, at the hip with Admiral Collins and Admiral Loy. Loy's working for Lockheed Martin now, where he made a bunch of money doing the same thing that Chertoff did and going to work for the company making the body scanners that he set up the requirements for when he was head of Homeland Security. And Allen went to go work for the RAND Corporation, but Allen is married to Pamela Hess, the third. You don't take the third unless there's a reason, especially for a woman. And I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying that, normally that's seen more in men than in women. But Hess, she's related to the Hess oil dynasty from back east. And she's a Hessian, and that's who the British brought in, the royal family, the Germans, King George III, brought in during our Revolutionary War as mercenaries to go against us. Go figure, he's a German king of England, United Kingdom. But she's also related to Rudolf Hess, former deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler. So to say that these people are not Nazis, all you have to do is look at their behavior. Let me go throw it back to Tom. Tom.
Yeah, and then a couple more points here. The original Constitution that was signed by the original...
You mentioned that last night on the show.
Is in the Army War Archives.
Well, you know that I've brought this up on the program before about J.P. Morgan, and I've been up against Archie Morgan IV, J.P. Morgan's heir apparent, but J.P. Morgan came to the United States from England, was backed by his father, who was an English banker backed by the crown. He took down American financial houses just like they did recently with Bear Stearns and others, converted them back into crown possessions. He helped finance the Civil War. He helped incite the Civil War. He financed both sides of the Civil War, profited from both sides of the Civil War. He was like I said, backed by his father, was an English banker backed by the crown. But he also helped start General Electric, one of the world's largest weapons manufacturers. And his son, J.P. Morgan Jr., was a signatory to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. So if we knew our own history and who our own people are and where they actually came from, and those who are pretending to be Americans who are not, they may appear like Americans, they may even speak like us, but they have ties and loyalty to Mother England, if not Europe, and including Germany as well. And I'm talking about the royal families. But go ahead.
And it has been replaced by a corporate doppelganger. And that's what most people just don't seem to understand. Like, the founding fathers are taught to us in school, but what they don't tell us is that we're not actually under that document anymore. We aren't. I also want to say that the members of the legislative bodies, and this is from local to the federal level, are carrying out all types of violations of the people's trust, and it extends at all levels. It's everywhere.
But you understand. The thing is, and this is where I have a problem, is that people don't look beyond that and ask why. Why would they do this? Beyond human nature, simple greed, whatever, can't people step back and say there's something bigger going on here? And I would say it's the destruction of the Republic. They know and understand that if there is no more United States in name, it's like a general bankruptcy, and that everything that is owned and controlled by the United States, property, intellectual property, real estate, and more, is all of a sudden up for grabs. And whoever turns off the lights to the Republic gets to decide where it goes and who gets it.
And that happened. That happened at the Civil War, at the conclusion of the Civil War. That's what happened. The lights were turned off then.
Well, I think they're still turning off the lights. I don't think they've been turned off completely.
There's the shadows that are still people can still see their shadows, but very soon they won't be able to see their shadows, Eric. I also want to say there's no more lawful money, at least that's in common use. There are no lawful wars of defense. There's no real property ownership. There are letters of marque for everything, with local enforcement by municipalities, which are in fact chartered corporations. There are now secret lists, marks for death, militarized police, total information networks,
death panels, like what I went before.
Yep. Virtual simulation programs for all people, leaving information prints and all that digital information goes right to the Pentagon.
Hoover would have had his, jollies with what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Because the thing that he did for the, because he was focused more on power, on people with money or position or information, this system is focused on everybody.
Yeah, no, every person is a target, and I'm about to get to why every person is a target. The air, the water, and the food, ladies and gentlemen, is being altered by the powers that are carrying out all the egregious acts that I have already mentioned. Everything is being altered, and that leads me into this final point that I want to make, Eric, and then I'll just throw it out to all the callers. We are now into a eugenics depopulation agenda, and these lower-level minions that are carrying out this paradigm of eugenics and the government is the law. They are basically computers that have been infected with viruses. And now some of these people are actually different than people like you and me. They're called psychopaths. They are not affected by the things that we would call humane. So we could effectively say that they are walking around with human bodies, but they are not humans.
Well, they're sociopaths. I mean, all you have to do is look not only throughout history, but look around you to find people that, for whatever reason, are not confined by social norms.
No. Well, and it's not even, Eric, it's not even social norms. It's this ancestral wisdom about what life is really supposed to be about. I mean, the counterfeits that have been created by the system are the bait for these people.
And for these people. And in conclusion.
Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead. That's it.
Yeah, that's it, Eric. I mean, this is it. We're down to the wire.
People are going to destroy everything. I'm out here left to hang, and I'm swinging in the wind. I still have a voice to some extent.
I know. That's why I'm calling.
Literal help. There's got to be, like, whether it's me or people who fall into the same position as I down the road, people should be amassing ghost writers to be able to tell people stories, web developers to be able to get them up on the web, a help system, you know, whether it's an intellectual, if not even a more progressive and advanced system of like Underground Railroad, so that people who come under attack by the system can survive and find a way to, you know, continue to have their voice heard or get out there and, you know, I don't want to say make a living off of what's been done to them, but to some extent to warn and inform and teach or present to others so that they know and understand. It's like, why would the federal government, knowing that I have no connections to Timothy McVeigh, try to connect me to Timothy McVeigh? They're trying to make me a public safety issue or a threat to public safety somehow, or claim, just like what is in the bill, 1867 and 1540. They've said that I said that evil spirits possess me at times. I've never said that. Why would your tax dollars, why would your government go to those extreme measures for someone like me? And if they're willing to do that for me and do like they did in Los Angeles and the police department there, you know, like I brought out before about the movie The Changeling with Angelina Jolie, where they had, you know, code 20 and they would use mental detainment in a mental ward for people who spoke out or were dissidents or who didn't get along with their husband, like for women, et cetera, et cetera. To where if you didn't, you know, fit the norm and keep your mouth shut and do what you were told, that somehow you could be put in a mental ward to where they could carry out, not just torture, but medical, you know, not even malpractice, but testing on you and use you basically as a guinea pig, ECT, electroconvulsive shock therapy, all sorts of different drugs. You see the increase in drugs that are being used across the board. And most, you know, you almost have to laugh if it weren't so insidious and sinister about the side effects. Myself and my girlfriend, we watch some of these commercials and they tell you about the side effects, and there's the side effects are like death, not quite dismemberment, but all sorts of ailments that are worse than the things that the drugs are supposed to be curing.
And I it's funny you mentioned that, because I saw several commercials tonight with pharmaceutical drugs that stated those very things.
Are people not paying attention?
The Congress in a way reflects the general population. The tyranny have is the tyranny that we will put up with.
And I think part of the problem is that, you know, like Milgram's experiments about good Germans is, I think the powers that be that have realized that whether it's Germans in America or just people in general, that mm-hmm. people will, when push comes to shove, stick their head in the sand until it affects them directly and to such a degree that it's too painful for them to, you know, stay silent anymore. And they have to pull their head out of the sand and start to scream. But at that point, it's too late. You know, smearing blood on your mantle, like in the, not Exodus, but Passover,
as a way of protection.
Well, yeah, but if you really look at what happened there, and you think about it, when the Romans came in and they destroyed, you know, Israel as a kingdom, those who smeared blood on their mantles knew that the Romans were coming. And they did it, if you think about it, almost to make it look like the house had already been ravaged. So they were secure. So yeah. A lot of this folklore and different things that were taught and told and repeat almost mindlessly, when you stop to think about them, it's like, you know, that is really weird. And, you know, the ritual of smearing blood on the mantle, if you think about it and step back for a moment and just think about it factually and as applied to human nature and the events that happened in that time, it's those who knew or were in the know, you know, smeared blood on their mantle to make it look like somebody had already ravaged the house and killed or, you know, done whatever they were going to do to the residents. Yeah. And this, you know, it goes from World War One, World War Two. I mean, a lot of the people, if you look into some of the history of human nature and what went on in World War Two, there were people who were actually helping people escape. And I'm trying to think, there was actually a book or a story about this. And it was based on fact, to where there were groups of individuals who were helping people, like in an underground railroad, and what they were doing was literally robbing the people, pretending to give them a way out, taking all of their, you know, liquid assets from them, and then setting them up to be killed. Which is just, you know, but the same thing's going on now. You can't take more than so much money. Like, it was down to, I think, $4,000 for a while. It was at $10,000 before that. I think it's back up to around $10,000 or just under. You can't take any more than that out of a bank at any given time, or you're suspected of being a drug dealer or, you know, whatever. So they've basically brought in all of these, you know, administrative rules and regulations to restrict the flight of capital so that when push comes to shove and the hammer really comes down, and they almost had a test run on it on 9/11. I had friends that skipped out of the United States. I wasn't here. I was over in Israel on a ship. So I got to see things from a really interesting perspective when all this came down on 9/11 and, you know, just before and just after. But they fled the country and went to Mexico. And so when that happened, the powers that be studied all this and watch to see what happened so that next event that many people keep talking about happens, they know how to respond and what to do. There's even all these brownouts and blackouts. I believe that there's, if they're not intentionally carrying these out and bringing them about, I believe that they're clearly monitoring them, not to improve the system to make it that these things can't happen, but to monitor the reaction of the people so that they can make it look like, especially coming up here in 2012, like it's the end of the world. And the real end of the world is when we no longer write history, when history is given to us by the royals and those who serve them. And that's what we're closely approaching, to where, you know, if people don't, you know, get out, because when I'm gone, no one's going to pick up my story. No one's going to continue to tell my story. No one's going to be out there saying, hey, you know, look what's going on with the Coast Guard and Homeland Security and look what they've done to me. So at some point there should be means and mechanisms, ways for the people, like Howard Zinn. You know who Howard Zinn was. He was a history professor at Boston University or Northeastern. And, he wrote about 28 books or more. He's passed on since then. But one of his books was Voices of the People of the United States or something like that, and then History of the People of the United States, basically giving the history of the people of the United States from the point of view or perspective of the people and not the establishment, not the nation state, not the official story that is given to us in textbooks or approved by the state or federal legislatures. It's, you know, the real history of the fight, you know, people like Frederick Douglass and others, and what, you know, what we did to the American Indians and the Indian tribes and nations that populated here in the United States, and many say that there were anywhere from 160 to as many as 240 million people living here on the continent before the Europeans came here. Hold on, we'll carry you over and throw you in at the last segment here, Tom. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Even videos, I've done a bunch of videos myself on Time Warner and a bunch of other places about what's going on, who's involved. Guys like the judge who's been sitting on my case, Lieutenant Commander Walter J. Brudzinski, it's Brudzinski, he's been involved in administrative law cases where they've had to appoint a special master. The Secretary of Commerce has had to apologize and openly, in writing, and give $750,000 or more back to a bunch of fishermen who were unlawfully, you know, prosecuted and money and rights and privileges taken away from them unconstitutionally. The very same law judges that are involved in this big scandal are involved in my own, and no one's investigating them specifically or more in depth. But one of the ALJs, Brudzinski, he's involved in commerce cases involving Iran and blocking oil pump parts from getting into Iran before the lead up to the war in Iraq. So it was intentionally done for oil profiteering to play games with market dynamics, take oil off the market by blocking pump parts from getting into Iran. And I don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this out and read up on who this guy is, read up on these cases that he's been involved in, to know exactly what these guys did and what they're doing. And he's still operating as an administrative law judge. He was brought in as a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, direct commissioned officer. And he's directly tied to 9/11 and the trust fund cases for 9/11. And Kenneth Feinberg, the attorney for BP, who was also involved with Monsanto and asbestos, the World Trade Center well before 9/11, the World Trade Center and the trust fund for the families after 9/11 and more. I'm involved in a circle, a den of thieves, and I'm pointing the finger at these guys, who they are and what they're up to, and nobody could care less, or everyone could care less. And, you know, at some point, people look back at some of the stuff, if it's still out there in the archives and somebody goes to look into it, they'll see after the fact, oh, my God, this guy was right on the money. I've been saying Germany, 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 Germany for God knows how long. And DHL is a German corporation. T-Mobile is a German corporation. The company that owns Loctite called, Heineken, or I can't think of the name, but you can look it up. German corporation. And they own all kinds of other stuff. Heidelberg Group, largest cement manufacturer in the world, German manufacturer. ZF Marine, the largest gear manufacturer in the world, German corporation. They bought up the New York Stock Exchange. They bought Chrysler. After Charlemagne's death, after Greater Germania had been brought under one mantle, under Charlemagne, under the Holy Roman Empire, after Charlemagne's death, it was broken up as being seen as far too powerful. And we've got a German pope, et cetera, et cetera. We're back in the same place, same position. And many people are seeing this even in the European Union and everything that's going on over there, that we fought two world wars to somehow prevent Germany from being the dominant force, not only in Europe, but throughout the world. And I've been decrying this for 5, 6, 7, 8 years because of what's going on in my own situation. And I'm basically left out here to hang on my own without a lick of help from just about anybody out there. And I would say thanks to RBN and John Stadtmiller and others who've given me a soapbox at least to try to get a word out and to warn and inform and tell people about what's going on. I don't know what good it's done, but Tom, you got about a minute.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to be said, but everybody needs to do what they can to warn everybody else that, at a minimum, that, hey, you know, something bad's about to happen. The next